If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Psalms 37:23.
Lord, thank you for making my steps firm and for planting me on a firm foundation. Father, you draw me into your arms so close that I can feel the warmth of your wondrous love. That love that renews my spirit and makes me feel as though you truly do delight in me. Father, keep me near to you forever. Amen.
Today, contemplate how much God delights in your presence. Just like a parent delights in the simple, trusting love of a child, God will delight in your presence.
Today's action. Be thankful today for the Lord's tender care and love for you. Today's treasure can be found in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, starting with verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Many times we really, when we are in troubles, when we're really oppressed, we forget that this is the day that the Lord hath made. James Guthrie, a Scottish worthy, went to the scaffold because of his faith in Christ. In telling his story, Jock Purvis writes, James Guthrie ever kept through his busy life his own personal fellowship with Christ in the fresh, joyous bloom of his new birth, as if he had been but a young convert. Walking about 4 a.m. on the day he was to be executed, Guthrie spent time in personal worship and was asked by his friend James Cowie how he felt. Very well, replied Guthrie. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it, was his only comment. No matter what's going on in your life, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise, my friend, is the devil's death knell. And if you will not praise the Lord, the heavens will. But remember Jesus' words. If you deny me before men on earth, I will deny you before the Father in heaven.